the show that I hope you're ready listening in. I hope you already know the number to call in because you are going to be blown away. I am so jazzed, honored to have my guest today, Dr. Carmen Hara, joining us on the show. Let me just give you a glimpse of what she's about. Guess who predicted what was going to go on with President Clinton? Guess who predicted water on Mars? Guess who predicted the issues with Rudy Giuliani? And by the way, who predicted Hillary Clinton running for Senate? Well, I'm telling you, Dr. Carmen Hara is the one responsible for that. She is and has a rare ability to predict major events worldwide, and she believes that each and every one of us, you and me, Dr. Pat Basile, can do the same. She's joining us today as a best-selling author. Her books are known around the world, Everyday Karma and Decoding Your Destiny. She has been on the Today Show, Good Day New York, Fox, ABC, Channel 11, morning shows in New York City. She's been featured in magazines, The New York Times, Vogue, US Weekly, you name it, she's been there. She has her own hit radio show on Sirius Satellite as well as other internet stations, and she is joining us today because we are going to connect you, open up the doors for you to step into your divine lives. Dr. Carmen, thank you so much for joining the show today.
But Dr. Pat, you did something amazing. Nobody ever introduced me so powerful. You're such a force, you know, and I love your show. And I'm so excited, and I am so looking forward to talk to everybody calling in.
Well, we are opening up the phone lines. And I want to mention to folks out there that are listening to the show, you're going to want to take this number down and get ready to call in. We don't have any rules around this with Dr. Carmen because she can handle it. You know, she gets hundreds of calls on her show, so this is something we're ready for. And I'm hoping my friends at BBS Radio are ready for it as well. The number to call in if you want to connect, if you want to get a reading, if you want to chat with us today and have Dr. Carmen check into your life, see what's going on, give you some assistance, get you unstuck, moving to the next level, here's the number, 877-876-5227. 877-876-5227. And if that's not working for you, send me an email right now at live, L-I-V-E, at thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. Dr. Carmen, you have been on the front end of leading-edge information, predictions, best-selling books. You've got a brand-new book coming out that I can't wait for it to hit the market. And all of this, you say, is a gift as a recognized psychologist and a metaphysical intuitive that people like me can have this same gift. And I want to hear what it is that enables you to help people like me step out there and do it.
Well, I think that you know very well, you know, this is an ability of the brain to bridge the two level of the brain, the subconscious and consciousness. It's a tool. So we're in a time of evolution when we start to understand that this is possible. We have the ability. It's about using it, and it shouldn't scare us. We're not afraid of tomorrow, and actually we are much better if you're in control of your destiny so you can get the most of your life if you start to decide to project beyond the linear time. And we were just talking before the show about this law of attraction. Now, one of the law of the divine, because the law of attraction is definitely one of the laws of God that goes beyond space and time, but another law is the law of no locality. And according to quantum physics, we're in the present, past, and future in the same time. So the moment you remove yourself from space that is man-made, is a man-made concept, everything that's going to happen in your own life or globally can be seen clearly. And a prediction is actually meant to prevent things from happening. If somebody tells you, pay attention to that particular event and you can prevent it, then that's a fabulous tool. And as you know very well, when you go in a state of hypnosis, which in Greek means going to sleep, or in a state of being hypnotized, you tap into the subconscious mind where everything about you exists already. It's almost like preordained or programmed to happen. So I really believe that you can do what I do, and everybody can, but it requires a little bit of practice and exercise and also the belief. What you believe, you become. What you think, you become. If you think of you being powerful and using this as a skill and as a gift and you are equipped with it, then it's very easy. It helps you master your destiny. If you're afraid of tomorrow and you're afraid of seeing things, then, of course, you're blocking your perception and nothing is going to happen.
Well, you know, I so love what you have come out and enabled so many people to look at and do. I think we've got someone on the line. Who do we have calling in right now?
Dawn.
Hey, Dawn, how are you today?
Hi, dear Dawn.
I wanted a reading if possible.
Well, believe me, you've come to the right place. Are you ready for it?
I hope. Okay, Dawn, I want to tell you that your energy is really great. You know, when you connect with someone over the phone, as I said, you break the linear time, you feel the energy of the person, you feel what the person is all about. So I feel really good about you, like you're a very kind, warm, and loving person. An L name comes around you. I don't know if anybody has an initial with an L, but that's the first thing that comes to my brain. And do you have a daughter, Dawn?
No, I don't.
Okay, do you want kids?
You know, I think I might have missed that.
Oh, okay. Well, the reason that is probably something that you missed, or probably something that exists in the back of your head, or that there's someone out there, like a child that you'll probably help in the future, that exactly that's why I connect the AL name. And probably it's possible that you don't know what I'm talking about, and it might not make complete sense. But I think it will. Also, an M name. Is there a man in your life with the initial M?
No, but tell me he's coming.
There's this person who's actually 4 years younger than you. He has an M name. And I don't know if this is a man who has a daughter from a previous marriage, but this is very clear to me. Like, all of these things that I'm trying to put together will make sense in a frame of 8 months, 10 months. So there is definitely someone coming into your life very shortly. Do you mind telling me the month and the day of your birth, not the year?
Oh, it's March the 8th.
Okay, so March the 8th. So most likely at the end of this year and beginning of the next year. I don't know if you acknowledge, but like a year and a half ago, something was supposed significant to happen to you. I don't know if you met someone more than a year ago or a year and a half ago, because you had the beginning of a cycle by that time, so you were supposed to open doors, as we were last year in 2006, to someone new. It might very much be that you missed that, and if you did, then there's the opportunity coming again. The name Kevin comes to me also for someone who has something to do with you in the future. There's also a change or the possibility of a change in your work. I don't know if you're planning to change something in your work.
I'm slightly in flux right now, and I'm trying to decide if I should stay where I am as far as where I live.
I think that you should probably change the place where you are right now. It doesn't have to be right away. The change can happen all the way to May of 2008. So think about the change. It doesn't have to be tomorrow, but I definitely think it's going to happen. So there is a there are many changes happening. The change at work, most likely this man into your life who's supposed to be into your life. Have you been divorced?
No.
Okay, never been married?
No.
Okay. Because the reason I'm asking you, because there was supposed to be a man in your life years in the past.
That's true. That I have,
and
you
that,
know.
If that didn't work, that could have been a divorce anyhow.
Yeah.
So,
oh, really?
Yeah, that was supposed to be for a while. You know, it's hard for us to understand that things happen for a while and not forever. So I think that was your relationship. It could have lasted around 8 years, but not, I don't think longer than that.
Uh-huh.
So, no regrets. The name Alan comes to me. I don't know if you know anybody with this name.
Alan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do, but he's not in my life.
Okay, I'm just asking if this name makes any sense to you.
You know what, I'm hoping
this person is younger than you chronologically, someone who was married before. someone that, in my opinion, has a daughter. Now, this is a probably 10-year-old child, 11-year-old child, something like that. So for some reason, one of your lessons of life that has to do with parenting will have to be expressed or manifested, even if you think that's not what you want at this point.
I would love that. I would love it.
Okay, so then good. It's all going to happen. It's
all going to
happen.
Thank you, Dawn. Thank you so much.
Thank
Where are you,
you
calling from?
Okay.
All right, take care.
Thanks.
Well, Dr. Carmen, you know, you get to talk to hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people. I mean, you do this every day. You have a fabulous show. We're opening up the phone lines here for many of you that are just tuning in. I want to introduce you to Dr. Carmen Hara. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show right here on BBS Radio. And I want to say Dr. Carmen is a psychologist, a metaphysical intuitive, and a best-selling author. I have been honored to get a preview of her upcoming book, and I want to tell you that this is a powerful, powerful invitation for everyone out there to tap into the divine healing that you already have inside you. Dr. Carmen is one of the foremost metaphysicians out there that says, you can do it, I can do it, let's do it together. If you want to find out more about her, go to her website, www.carmenhara.com, H-A-R-R-A.com, and check it out. We're taking your calls right now. We're going to do it throughout the show. It's an open mic, so to speak, day. The number to call in, 877-876-5227. But you got to be ready to take action. I think we have someone on the line. Who do we have?
Sheila. Hello?
Hi, could you say your name a little bit louder?
Sheila, can you hear me?
Is that Sheila?
Hi, Sheila.
Yes. Yeah.
Hi, my dear.
Hi. How are you?
Sheila, I have you know, we are talking about how you connect with the energy. I have in your case two people on the other side, you know, that come to my mind very strong when I hear your voice.
Yeah.
And they telling me that not to worry. Do you worry about something lately?
Yeah, my family, my financial situation.
Oh, especially the financial situation. I am told that there is an improvement as of the month of September. So your money situation will improve substantially. So there's no reason of being worried. Because when you worry, you know, talking about energy, you drag yourself down. You're not so confident. And talking about the law of attraction, you don't bring into your life what you need to bring. So you have to feel free and happy and excited and believing that all is going to turn around, because it will.
Yeah.
There is a person with a name like John. I don't know if there's anybody in your family with this name.
Yes, I have. I have a deceased uncle.
Okay, there is a person who talks to me with this name, and he also comes along with two other people. I don't know, is your father deceased?
Yes.
Together with your father, I don't know what relation they had together.
They were very close.
But I think that they're coming together, and they make me feel that you do get an opportunity from someone who's actually a man with this name. So they have interesting that the other dimension, the other world, the other side about the beyond physics, wants to prove to you that to pay attention to someone who with this name, like John, in the physical world, who will actually help you improve your financial energy. They also tell me about the possibility of opening your own business. Do you plan something like that?
Yes, I'm trying to work something with my sister, and I get so frustrated. But you know what? You answered when you said the name John. I don't know anyone, but I have been sending up prayers to have someone to come into my life to help me, you know.
You will help, and the person you will get help with is much younger than you. But this is a man tall that you will identify the very moment seeing this person, brown hair, tall, very professional. This is definitely work. This is going to change your life, and this is the way I want you to manifest. that you have to be independent in your work. It's okay to work with your sister, but this is not going to be the only person you will work with.
Yeah.
It's okay to allow this other person to come in to get help, that so-called male energy I'm talking about. So you will have a great business coming from now on to March of the next year. You will feel that your money situation improved in an amazing way, probably more than your expectation. And I just don't want to sound positive. I know for sure all of this is going to fall in place. Mm-hmm. There's also a woman in the spirit world that has a name, either Mary or Maria, but she's also watching over you. Do you have an idea what I'm talking about?
I have an aunt who passed over by the name of Marion.
Okay, Stan, that's who I'm talking about. The
yes.
woman with an M name that comes very strong.
Yes.
So you are very guided from the above. I don't want you to be worried. Do you have two children, Sheila?
No, but I'm very concerned about my nieces and nephews, grandnieces and nephews. I have an attachment to my younger nieces and nephews. And I try to guide them.
That's what I see. I see two young people who are very much relying on you, probably more than they rely on other people. They're relying on you because they feel that you want to help them. They feel
yeah.
that you are there for them. So
yeah.
you're going to help them a lot in the future, and that's good karma, talking about doing good to others and doing good to the people in your family and those that you care the most. Good for you.
Yeah, let me ask you just one question. I was thinking about moving. What do you see for me as far as moving? Because I feel with the location, the energy is very...
You are in this place for a long time already?
Yes, too long.
It's about time to change. You know, we're very much scared to make changes. You know, we are afraid of making a change in life, but... be very confident about this is a good step forward for you.
Yeah.
It changes everything around. I have a very good feeling about a move that will happen in a frame of 3 months, 6 months, not far down the line. It's very close. The very moment you decide to move, you're going to make the move.
Yes. And
I like the area, the environment. It's even warmer weather.
Warmer?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. I was thinking about, see, the younger, my nieces and nephews want me to move back home with them.
Well, I don't really know whether you move back home. That's where I have probably a different opinion.
Yes.
You also have your free will in your decisions in life.
Yes.
But where I see you actually moving is more in a warmer weather, or get another location or a holiday or place for holidays or something like that has something to do with going more to the south.
Yeah. All right.
Any other questions?
No more. But just thank you because the main question you answered. About someone
wow,
coming
so
to help.
I'm so glad that I did, and I send you so much love and energy, and put that good energy out there. Try to manifest all the good into your life, because you're about to change your entire universe. And don't be worried. Again, let go of any worries that you might have. Let them go. I know it's hard to do and easy to say, but the more you practice in this, the more you feel that you are evolving, the more you feel that you move your life to another level of awareness.
Yes. I truly believe that.
Hey, Sheila?
Yes.
I got a question for you. Are you willing to say, I let go of my worries, I release them all into the universe right now?
I let go of my worries, I release them all into the universe right now. As I
all right.
If they're gone, released from me.
Yeah, they're gone.
Whew.
Outstanding. Thank you, Sheila. Thank
you
so
much.
Thank
you. Thank you again. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Wow. Dr. Carmen, I got to tell you, I love our listeners. We have some incredible people listening to the show. You know, these are folks like you and me who want a better life. Do you know what I'm saying?
Well, I truly believe that the life you are living in is just a manifestation from inside out. And you know very well when you work in your field of psychology, you know, you meet very interesting people, people that sometimes are very disturbed and very trapped into their thinking. And it's all about changing their thinking, because the moment you change your thinking, you change everything. The things start to move around. This has been said from Einstein into all the teachers lately. Everybody talks about change your life, change your thinking, and you definitely manifest a different reality.
Well, I want to let everybody know that Dr. Carmen has a fabulous website. She's a best-selling author. She is a psychologist, a metaphysical intuitive, and she's got a brand-new book coming out. So www.carmenhara.com. And, you know, Dr. Carmen, I think the phones are just going to keep going for the entire hour.
Dr. Pat, I cannot hear you very well, and I don't know why, but if we can work a little bit on the connection.
All right, I'll have to have the guys at BBS to figure out what's going on with the phone, but let's go to our caller. Who do we have right now?
Yeah, hi.
Okay.
It's Kim from Louisiana. Hi, Dr. Pat. Hi, Dr. Carmen.
Hi, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
Okay,
what can we do for you?
Any question that you might have for me?
Yeah, specifically, I'm getting ready to go through a separation, and I was wondering...
Is this separation happening to you after 10 years?
18.
18, okay. But this separation was supposed to actually happen before. I don't know if you wanted to separate before.
Yeah, well, maybe it was supposed to happen before.
I had a sense that you've been waiting too long, so I'm telling you that not to make you feel bad. I'm telling you this to make you feel like... Wait a minute, it's about time, you know?
Yeah.
It's about time. And in life, things happen for a while, and as I said, happen for a reason, but you should be ready to let go and feel free about letting you let go of this relationship in your life. Do you agree with me?
Yes.
It's not taking you anywhere. It's stagnant, and you're not happy. And the very moment it's almost like you resolve the karma. You're done. Karmically is resolved, is over, is done. You have to move forward.
Yes.
And the very moment you foot forward, someone else will come into your life. When you move forward, you meet another person. The day you acknowledge, I'm done, I'm okay about it, someone else comes into your life. In the month of November of this year, I see you making major decisions. Do you also have to sell a property or split some assets? Or what
yes.
is going on here that has to do with money?
Yes, yes. All of that's obvious, yeah.
Okay, because I have a feeling that it's very important for you to know where you stand in terms of the financial energy.
Okay. So
I don't know if you agree with me, but I feel that if you're not protected here, you're not going to get what is yours. Does it make sense?
No, not really, because I'm the primary breadwinner. And I have a prenup.
Okay, so, but only be careful. You probably, I'm telling you something that you know you're not aware of or you don't even think about. You know, and don't think about it, and then you get caught by surprise. So,
okay.
I just have a sense of something that happens behind your back and you don't know what is going on. So I'm just bringing some, okay, it doesn't hurt to be aware. It doesn't hurt to pay attention.
Right.
It doesn't hurt to look twice in some papers or documents or something that involves money.
Okay.
Now, do you have a son?
Yes.
Okay. Is he a teenager?
No.
How old is he?
He's 7 and a half.
7 and a half. So that explains why you probably stayed longer in this marriage.
Right.
I don't know if you were pregnant before this baby.
No.
It never happened?
No.
It's interesting when I had a feeling that you were supposed to have a 17-year-old at this point. So it came 10 years later. God bless him. He's wonderful.
Yeah. Thank you.
And he is... He's going to do very well in life. This kid, I have a feeling, will do something very creative.
Yes.
He might even be on some kind of an entertainment business when he's older.
Yes.
I feel so good about this child. And an initial B comes to my mind, B, and an initial G comes to me. There's something about this or your son or who plays a significant role in his life. And there is another man in your life coming. I don't know if you know who this man is already or you will.
I don't know.
Someone will be in your life very soon, probably sooner than you think. Tell me the day and the month of your birth, not the year.
7/4.
7/4. So, I think this man will come into your life either December or May of the next year. So
okay.
It takes a little bit of time. You have to be ready. But this is someone who's 2 years older than you. He was also married before. He seemed to have 2 children. Very handsome, charismatic, man to be. You know that? In many ways, this relationship that is coming for you will actually be more powerful than the one you had with your ex.
Yes.
So I'm really excited for you. I feel very good. The name Steve comes to my mind. You know when the mind sends messages and you see names and initials and timing? And if you can just write them down, month of May, Steve, all this sort of pieces of a puzzle that you, they, the more the time goes by, the more they're going to make sense to you.
Right.
Is there anything else you want to ask me about?
No, thank you so much, Dr. Carmen. I really
and
appreciate
also, you will invest in something in the future. You will make a big investment that will generate a lot of income. And I also see a lot of charity or getting involved in some kind of a, getting involved in an organization, even something that has to do with politics.
Okay.
So you will see. We'll see by the spring of the next year.
Great.
I'm very happy about it, that you move your life around and that you let go of something that doesn't make sense anymore as part of the past.
Right.
And you have to live your future, and you have to be excited about what's next.
Yes, I am. I'm
good.
I'm working
good.
On it.
You're a beautiful woman. I love you.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Carmen. Thanks, Dr. Pat. Have a blessed evening, guys.
Thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Idea.
Love you, too.
Yes,
Dr.
Too.
Carmen, can you hear me okay now?
Now I can hear you very well.
All right. Well, I just got emails from a bunch of people saying the audio sounds just fine. Keep going, girls.
Okay, good. Oh,
well,
it's such a pleasure, such an honor to be with you.
Oh,
so
I feel the
your
same way.
Your energy is amazing. All the people love you. I just feel that. And I do see you, you know, being out there because you need to help the world, and you will. And you're going to get a big, big show coming. There's something big happening for you.
Well,
I told
thank
you, I see you in WOR, I see you on a show on TV. TV comes very strong. As much as you're a radio person, unless the radio goes into being visual and something about television.
Well, you know, I'll talk to you about that because that's very interesting. I had several dreams about WOR. I'm from New York. And so this is very interesting. But I think we've got somebody calling into the show. And who do we have joining us now?
This is Danny in Florida. How you doing?
Danny, my love, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dr. Pat. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, I want you to meet a very dear friend of mine, Dr. Carmen Hara.
Hello.
Hi, Danny. Hi, my dear.
Hi, how are you?
Well, we're kind of working with metaphysics. We're working with spirituality. We're trying to see things beyond time and in the future for you. Do you have any questions for me?
Well, I'm really becoming involved in writing, and things are manifesting really quickly. And in fact, tomorrow I have my first meeting as the leader of one of our local writers groups. And, it's not a spiritual writing group. I actually started my own, spiritual inspiration writers group. But this meeting I have tomorrow is more, I guess, a mainstream group. And
okay.
Maybe I'm a little concerned about how I'll interact with the rest of the members there.
You'll interact very well with the rest of the members. But I do see you writing more and more. I think it's just happening. I think that you'll end up writing at least 4 books.
Wow.
Do you plan to do this right now?
I'm actually in the early stages of writing a novel, in fact.
Okay, so that's your first novel. I don't have a sense that you're going to write like me, like self-help books. You're going to write fiction, you know? And I think that you will start with your novel, and I have a feeling that your novel will be published during the month of November. Not this year, it might be next year.
Okay.
I have a sense that the publish house will publish your house will start with a B name. And I believe that you will have a lot of support. There is a woman helping you, young, around 34 years old, like looks like an editor. I think you – do you have an agent right now?
No, but it's my
you
girlfriend.
You should look for an agent at this point because you whatever material you have, if you polish it a little bit, will be a great proposal to sell already your manuscript to a publish house. I think it's in a phase when it can be sold. So I have a good feeling. I think it's just the beginning of a great career. I think you're meant to do this career.
Oh, great.
So you have no worries about tomorrow because tomorrow is going to go great anyhow.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's funny you say 34 years old, because that's the same age as my girlfriend, and she's not a writer, but she's been extremely supportive and
She's the one I'm picking up, unless she's the one. She's pretty.
Oh, yeah.
She's pretty, she cares about you, and she's the one that probably can be very instrumental, because we need support, you know, we need people to help, and she, in my opinion, she's helping you a lot in the future. And she's there for you. And I really believe that this is the one, this is the person you actually will end up by marrying. Do you think this way?
I strongly agree, yes, absolutely.
Yeah, so this is the girl that you will get married, and you will have a daughter, and then after that you're going to have a son, and one of your kids will be born on the day of a nine, like the 9 of April, the 9 comes to my mind. I see how it's happening. I work visually. So when I tap into someone, I start seeing like a movie, you know?
Yeah.
And it's interesting how I see all of this happening to you, and I'm getting excited. I see you with your children and your books being out there, and what an amazing projection of your future. I love it. Anything in particular that you want to ask me? So you will marry this girl, you will be published, the publish house that's going to publish your first novel is going to be with a B name.
Okay.
And I strongly think this is sooner than you anticipate. So it's going to happen very fast.
Okay, and like I said, everything's happening a lot quicker than I ever dreamt possible already.
And sometimes it takes longer than we think, but in your case, you are ready. I just bring you the awareness. You are ready for this book. All you need is an agent to help you promote, to make it in a format of a proposal, and go ahead and sell your book, you know, and celebrate this event. You're going to be an author soon.
Oh, I like that.
Where do you live in Florida? Where in Florida?
I live in St. Petersburg, Tampa Bay area.
Okay, that's beautiful. I have a home in Hollywood near Fort Lauderdale.
Oh, okay.
So I'm in Florida a lot myself. Come see me one day.
Oh, I never
come
been
visit
out that
and
way,
bring
like
me
to.
Your novel.
Oh, great. I would love to.
Okay, my dear. There's also a man with the name Tom who's going to help you.
My dad's name is Tom.
Tom, yeah. So this name comes very strong to me. Either that is someone with the same name like your dad, or that's your dad.
Yeah.
So this is a name that is very strong. Do you have a strong connection with your father?
I have a very pretty strong connection with both my parents, yes.
Yes, because you have to work on every karma that you have with your family is very important, is very significant.
Yeah.
And so go ahead and do the good work, and just project that. Just have that confidence about yourself, because I feel that that's all you need, your confidence to be in place.
Yeah.
To feel good about you, you know, your self-esteem. Work on your self-esteem and on the belief that this is exactly your path, and you are born to do this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I feel this is definitely my right path, but every once
that's
in a while...
That's going to be your life path. And one of your books, but only the third one, will translate into a movie.
A movie?
It's exactly like me telling Dan Brown he's going to write the Da Vinci Code 20 years before it happened, you know?
Yeah.
So think that way.
Oh, wow.
You could
have
believed it. But one of your books, your third book, will be actually a major book, and it will be bought by one of the will be bought in Hollywood. I don't know exactly who's gonna buy it, and it's gonna become a movie. Isn't that exciting?
Oh yes.
So call us back some years later. I think we're still gonna be around, Dr. Pat, no? All right, my dear friend. Anything else?
My lease is up in my apartment in November, and we're kind of looking now for a place to live, and I'm just wondering if you see anything along those lines as far as
moving. I think we want to move in the area. Have you ever thought to buy a house?
I'm not in a position financially to buy a house right now, no.
I think you'll probably continue to rent, but you will buy a house, not an apartment, in the future. And I think this will have a lot to do with the selling the book.
Yeah.
Will have a lot to do with you will be able to to get an advance, you'll be able to feel much more comfortable about your financial situation.
Oh, that's good.
Yes, and also the homes in Florida are very, the prices are really good. It's the buyer's market. It cannot get any better than this. So think about it in the future. The very moment you come across some money, think about buying a house.
Okay.
Because you will.
Okay.
I see your house. You know, I see how you go in. I see how it looks. I can go into every details of your house. It's interesting how... I'm there with you in that moment in time when you are the owner of this home. So even if at this point you don't have it, you have to keep on visualizing it.
Oh, yeah, and that's what I keep doing in my meditations, and just when I visualize the future, I definitely will see myself in a house someday.
Do you have a dog?
I don't have a dog, no, but we discussed getting one in the future.
I see you, I see that house, I see the dog, you know?
Yeah.
So, definitely, I don't know why I feel like that dog will come with a house.
Yeah.
It's just that, you know, we have sometimes strong connections with animals, so I think that you will have a strong bond with that particular dog.
Oh, yeah, that's one.
It will be part of your life.
Yeah.
Okay, my dear friend, be well, and... if you need me with anything, email me if I can help you with something about your book. I really am so proud of you.
Oh, I thank you very much for your time, and thank you, Dr. Pat.
Isn't Dr. Pat the best? We all love Dr. Pat.
Oh, yes.
We love her.
Yes.
And we need her.
Yes.
Okay, my dear friend, so call me anytime you want or email me or in any way I can assist you because I think that you're going to do a terrific job.
Okay, thank you again. I really appreciate your work.
Okay, my dear. Bye-bye.
All right, take care. Bye-bye.
Dr. Carmen, wow, we are right here again. For those of you that are wondering what the heck happened, where did we go? You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. My guest today, Dr. Carmen Hara. Let me tell you what happens sometimes, Dr. Carmen. I know you know about this, right?
Yes.
Sometimes the vibration gets so high.
Exactly.
This has happened to me more times than not. And so we're going to hold that the vibration is high and we're not going to blow out these phone lines.
We are all energy. We are all beams of light. So that's what we don't seem to kind of understand completely. But we're going there, you know. It's all in the vibrational energy, so that's why what's happening with our phone lines, they might explode at some point. And that's why sometimes the people on the other side, the other dimension, taps into electronics. They can put the video on or they can turn the phone off. It's all the trick that the other side does to us also.
Well, I'll tell you what, must have been someone from the other side wanting us to talk to our next caller. Who do we have on the line tonight?
Rosemary.
Hey,
hi,
Rosemary. Rosemary, you do have a man on the other side who dies very old. And he, talking about other side, I guess he must have done this trick because I have a sense of him very clearly. He's old. He must have had breathing or heart problem when he passed.
Mm-hmm.
And but he comes across like very caring and loving towards you. Do you know who I'm talking about?
My father passed away from emphysema.
Yes, that's it. That's your dad. And your dad did this to us. I mean, your dad wanted to be acknowledged. And I think by the time when you try to call, I think almost like interfere with a phone line, which is very possible. You know,
yeah.
I don't know if you ever had the experience of in your home when your daddy comes in, sometimes he says that when he comes in, the light goes off. Did it ever happen to you?
Oh, I have strange things happening all the time. That's
strange
normal.
Things, yeah. He sometimes even leaves the door open or does things like that. He's a wonderful guy. He had a sense of humor when he was okay. Do you remember that?
No, I don't remember much of my childhood. I really don't.
Yeah, sometimes you feel like you don't, but I have a strong sense of your dad. You know, I'm going to you all the way when you were 7 years old, like breaking time and seeing everything that ever happened to you.
Mm-hmm.
So any particular question that you have to me?
I just feel like I'm going through this incredible change, but I don't know what it is. Now, you must have a lot of people calling you that.
Yeah, people that say, oh, I don't know what it is. It's like it's time to change. You know, when you feel like you're not the same person, like you vibrate on a different level because mm-hmm. the vibration energy changes. I was just talking today, Dr. Pat, on my own show, and that's for everybody listening, that after 777, the energy is changing. Next year, we're going to have 888, and then 2012, in December the 12th of 2012, we're going to have 3 times 12. Now, 12 is such a powerful number that might change the whole vibration in the universe, the way that we as humans are looking at the world is going to change. That's why the Maya calendar will end in 2012.
Yeah.
Because of the power of the 12 gates to Jerusalem, the 12 apostles, the 12 signs of the zodiac, the 12 hours, everything is according to 12. It reaches that infinite number. So I'm just telling you that if you feel that things are changing in you, it's because the world is changing. This perception of us in the universe will never be the same in the next 10 months, 2 years, 3 years. It's just amazing what's happening. But with you in particular, I'm getting a name that sounds like Elaine or Eileen. Do you know anybody with this name?
No.
And I have a very strong sense of a change of a place to work. I don't know if you planned this.
I've been thinking about it.
And I see you working with a woman who's actually 2 years younger than you, lighter eyes, short brunette hair, and this is medium in height, and this is a very dynamic woman. This woman will get you started or motivated. She's doing a business plan for you. This mm-hmm. is someone that if you don't know her, I can tell you 3 months later you will know who she is. Mm-hmm. And you will be quite shocked to see even the way the description, the name, and everything will actually fall in place. Mm-hmm. What I'm doing to you, and just I'm breaking linear time, I'm taking you a little bit later to bring you the awareness, where you stand, what you need to focus on. Mm-hmm. I also see a younger man around you, like a man in the 30s, with a name like D, like David or Daniel, who will be very instrumental in your career, too. So your career is shifting first. Your private life is also changing. Have you been kind of lonely the last 4 years?
On purpose.
On purpose. Okay, but that is changing, too. You know, that kind of a purpose is done. It's accomplished. You have a sense of, I accomplished this, now what's next? Mm-hmm. It's exactly like you're asking me, oh, now where do I stand now? I did this on purpose. I did it for 4 years. So what's my next motivation? What's my next plan for myself?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to be amazed that someone coming into your life will change a little about your plans, you know, but in a positive way.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a person coming in. All you have to do is to allow this person in. This person is born in June 4th. All I can tell is that I see clearly the birthday of this person, and I can tell this is someone that is part of your karma, is part of what is planned to happen, is part of something that is preordained and destined, and it's only up to you whether you allow it to happen or not, but it will definitely manifest, and from there on, it's your free will.
Oh, I choose to allow it to manifest. I'm enjoying this universe.
Good. Well, we all do. We all do. Anything that you want to ask me in particular?
Physical changes, I see them manifesting quicker than before.
Yes, but that's exactly what I'm saying, because the rate of vibration, the speed in the universe, the law of the gravity, the way we thought it is changing.
Mm-hmm.
It's changing so fast, and you sense it. You're very psychic. Do you know that?
Yes.
Almost at a degree that you should use it as a gift, as a to help others. Do you do this sometimes?
Yes.
So the amazing power that you have, you just have to use it more because it's getting more, it's expanding, you know?
Oh, thank goodness. I'd like better accuracy.
All right. Well, thank you so much for calling in.
Thank you.
I love you, my dear.
Thank yes, you. Lots of love to you, boy. We're going to be calling her for readings pretty soon.
We definitely should.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay, my dear friend.
Well, Dr. Carmen, I mean, this is a fabulous show, and I want to make sure that everyone knows how to get a hold of you. The website is www.carmenhara.com. carmenharrah.com. And I'm telling you, folks, you're just getting a little bit of what Dr. Carmen is about. She is a best-selling author. She is out there helping people every day understand what's going on in their lives and giving them the choice that they can take so that they can create the lives they want. You know, this isn't a crapshoot, is it, Dr. Carmen? I mean, this is about understanding our destiny and then taking action.
Absolutely. That's why I like your idea, your philosophy, your shows, because you're a woman of action. And what you also teach all the people coming to you is that it's up to them, but if you don't do anything, then what can you expect? It's about creating. Life is a process, and you should celebrate it, enjoy, and make it the most beautiful part of it. And again, it's all about the divine law and how you apply them into your life.
Let's talk about the law of the divine.
Oh, I love
what
the laws of the divine. Dr. Pat, it's all about this world, the beautiful, the magic world that has been created, you know, at the beginning of times. But we, as humans, disobey these laws, and we created an imperfect world. So this imperfection, this low level of consciousness has brought us so much suffering and aging and death, because I think that God wanted us to live forever, and we belong to God. We are just temporary in the level of the flesh for a while, and then we go up there and reunite with the divine. And the laws of the divine will always be the same versus our man-made laws, who can never fix a problem. That's why I always said our laws are changing, because we are changing, we are evolving, and then we realize that, wait a minute, our laws are no more good. Like, which are man-made laws, for instance, time is a man-made law, space is made by us, war is created by us, suffering, punishment, killing, death, age, ego, vanity is a man-made concept, greed is a man-made concept. God doesn't want us to do any of this. God is timeless. God is harmony, so the laws of the divine are peace and giving and acceptance and eternity and healing and grace and nurturing and compassion and sacrifice. And I'm writing a book as we speak that is called The Eternal Principles, and I'm talking to people about the principle of the divine, one of them being the law of attraction. And you see how this the secret, the book, went everywhere.
Yes.
And made people realize, wait a minute, we can attract things in our life.
Yes.
That
yes.
Are a reflection of our thinking. But the law of attraction in itself doesn't necessarily work if it's not in conjunction with all the other laws of the divine. Like, for instance, okay, you want to bring someone in into your life, you want to manifest, you want your ambition to be manifested, then let's apply the ancient teaching of Abraham that everything into your life is brought to you by the way you think and the way you are. But if you're not a good person, if you have bad karma, if you don't apply love, wisdom, and harmony, how can you manifest something good into your life? So the law of attraction doesn't work if it's not in conjunction with the law of karma, with the law of manifestation, with the law of wisdom, with the law of totality, with the law of dharma, with the law of evolution, with the law of abundance. So all of these other laws are actually supposed to complement the law of attraction. Do you agree with me?
I absolutely agree with you. And one of the things that I love about the movie The Secret, so I want to be really clear about the way I feel about this. I don't know how you feel. But the thing I love about it is, it has brought the conversation to the mainstream. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah, and so all of this is giving information to people, and so the question is, how can we get more tools? That's the work that you do, that's the work that I do, so that we allow people to step into their divine birthright of magnificence, step into the world of prosperity and abundance, know that they can create the lives they want without even blinking, and be in, as you say, that divine flow.
And exactly this book came in perfect timing. It's interesting that this book was published by Beyond Words.
Yes, yes.
And Beyond Words published my book, Decoding Your Destiny, 10 months before they published The Secret. And Richard Cohen is the president of the book of the published house Beyond Words.
Yes.
And 3 years ago, I had a session with him, and I said, Richard, you're going to be one of the richest men in the world, and you will publish a book one day in the future that will be bought everywhere and will beat every record ever. And I just found out that actually The Secret beat the record of the Harry Potter and the Da Vinci Code. So there were more copies sold than any other book so far, except the Bible, of course. So Richard, I met him at the BA at the end of May in New York, and he said, Carmen, do you remember you were talking about The Secret years ago, and you were telling me how wealthy I'm going to be? Well, guess what? I made $280 million by publishing The Secret.
Yes, and Richard, our hat's off to you. And we, you know, we know the folks at Beyond Words as well. And, you know, they have been part of this law of attraction. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yes.
You don't just have these kinds of things happening, Dr. Carmen, without practicing this. You know,
oh,
this
absolutely.
Is not just about reading. You got to get out there and walk the pavement and practice these laws.
And also believing, you know.
You've got to believe.
Believing in the power of the, applying the law, you know, and I so much believe these people open a big door to consciousness, you know, in the world, the collective consciousness of the planet realize that it's about time to look in these laws and apply them. And this, as I said, this is one of those laws that opened the door, and now all the other laws will be differently understood. Like I talk in my first book about the laws of karma, how significant is to understand that we have individual karma, family karma, and global karma. So for people to understand that whatever we do here in America, in China, wherever, will affect the global karma on Earth. So, and global karma is something that we needs to be resolved. Look at the story in the Middle East. That's a karma originated thousands of years ago, and if unresolved, it multiplies and it grows and it stays there for thousands of years unless humanity will know to understand the concept of karma and fix this, resolve it, and then we don't have war anymore.
Oh, you know, I love what you're sharing with people and the power that you have, Dr. Carmen, of stepping out of the gate, saying what you think, letting people know what you see, and opening the door for all of us to then take that step and move into a place of courage. I absolutely love what you do, who you are, and how you're helping people. I want to thank you so much for joining this show tonight and let everybody know Dr. Carmen's website, www.carmenhara.com. CarmenHarra.com. Check it out. She's got radio shows of her own that she's doing. Her brand new book, Trinity of Health. I read it. I wrote a testimonial and a review. I love it. And this is the woman that is helping all of us change the world. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I'm so honored, and I absolutely adore you. I think your work is amazing, and I think you're a brilliant woman. And as I said, I cannot thank you enough for the opportunity.
Well, this is not the last time you and I are going to connect. I want to thank all of the people listening to the show today. And Dr. Carmen, didn't I tell you we had a great listening audience?
Oh, yes. Fabulous.
Incredible. And I love every single one of you. One of the messages we want to leave you with tonight is know that you are loved, know that you are blessed. Know that this is a world of unlimited possibilities. And as you heard Dr. Carmen Harra say tonight, the choice is yours. Live it, breathe it, love it, and help this planet become this absolutely divine place that
and
all of us
want to
live.
It's all about the thinking, Dr. Pat. For everybody out there who feel like they block, they stuck, they don't know where they're going, change your thinking.
Yes.
You embrace the beauty. You see the possibilities, as you said it so clearly.
Exactly.
And you're going to see how all of a sudden there's no more secret anywhere. There's no secret at all. You are in the divine because we are all are divine. And as I said, we do belong to God, and God is within ourselves. And if you apply God and the laws of God, then this world is going to be paradise. And I really love life. I think life is worth living it to the fullest. And isn't that sad that sometimes we look in the news and we get disappointed in what's out there? But we have to change that. And I think if you change the mind of one individual, one step at a time, we can change the thinking of all of us globally to create more harmony, more peace, And abundance there is for everybody. There's plenty for everybody.
Absolutely.
We shouldn't suffer. We shouldn't be poor. That's not what we should think anymore.
Exactly. And I want to thank you, Dr. Carmen. Thank you at BBSRadio.com. Until next week, as I said before, go out there, make it happen. We'll see you next week right here. Same time, same channel.